tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
So welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. We are live from Tel Aviv. That's right, my friends. And we are with Chef Yosefi. His incredible restaurant's called Alba. And I got to tell you, I was a little concerned, Chef Eric, because as soon as he came in, he goes, Fat Man, calm down. Have a drink.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
we'll get ready. And then when we got ready, he goes, calm down. We'll have a drink. And then you drank my drink, his drink, and everybody else's drink.
Perfect.
And you know,
stop keeping track.
You saw how when the bell rang, Chef Yosefi started drooling.
Yeah.
Is that,
I don't know what
that happens?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. But Chef Yosefi.
Let's another drink.
Let's see. This is.
But this is incredible.
That's important.
Beautiful kitchen.
That's important. You need to be happy to make happy food.
When I cook at home, I always have a glass of red wine with me. I think that's what?
A bottle of red wine.
Well, there's a glass, there's a bottle. I mean,
he has big hands. In his hands, a bottle is a glass.
I don't drink from the bottle directly.
Chef, as we get ready to set up the first restaurant, let's talk a little bit about your culinary background. What made you get into this crazy business, especially in Tel Aviv? There's a lot of competition, baby.
Jail.
Jail.
Yeah. The work release program?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No, but seriously, I came from a very foodie family.
Uh-huh.
It was a very important thing in my family, eating. Stopping? Huh? No.
Keep going.
And in my family, food and food-related things were very, very important.
And you're Lebanese by descent, so and Lebanese people tend to.
No, I'm a big mixture by descent.
Are you really?
Polish, Russian, German. My father was born in Buenos Aires. We have everything you can dream of, or not, depending. I'm come from a broken family. No, I'm joking.
Like your mom and dad here.
Exactly. And very early, I knew I wanted to cook professionally. And then I started. I've done my 3 years of military service.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of my military service, I started working in a wine bar. And then after the wine bar, I started working in I'm talking 90s. I'm an old guy. Sorry. Said old, not ancient.
Don't look at me and say ancient.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at Eric and saying
that works too.
And I worked in a very good restaurant in Tel Aviv, but then I understood that you have to go back to basic. And at the year 2000, I left for Paris, cooked in three stars, Lasserre and Le Grand Vefour, Pierre Gagnon. And then I understood that it's a bit too much for me. I'm a meat and potatoes guy. If the meat is Kobe and the potatoes are raté from Paris,
very
with
nice,
unbelievable butter. But also
good,
meat and potatoes.
Exactly.
So I've done some bistros and went to do some. I was pastificio in a small, very, very small Italian restaurant in the heart of Paris. And then I started working with a very important boulanger called Eric Kaiser. He has places in LA, Washington, New York, and obviously France, Japan. And a few years ago, he came back to Israel and opened
all the great. It's great to hear a lot of people that have left Israel have come back. It's an incredible place.
Yeah,
there's a vibe right now, especially in culinary and wines.
Yep.
Wines. I mean, you're seeing gold and silver medals that the French are not winning, the Israeli wines are getting, because they're really learning about that. We're going to go into that. So you've always had a passion for culinary.
Mm-hmm.
You've really gone through the trenches, because when you go through the classical French training, that's like brigade system plus.
Yes.
It's worse than the military. It actually was worse
than my military service. Yeah. Nobody shot at me. That's for sure. But
dodging knives, dodging bullets, all the same.
A lot of people shouted.
Been good at peeling.
Peeling.
Didn't break the sauce.
It was aggressive.
I'll bet you learned more about your parentage than you ever wondered.
Exactly. And I learned a lot of French dirty words.
Well,
that you cannot say on air.
But if you have enough alcohol, who cares, right?
Exactly.
Well, you know, we come to your restaurant, Elba. Now, how long have you been here?
2 years now.
What's been the biggest surprise for you here?
The biggest surprise, I think...
Us showing up.
Exactly.
It was a few drinks.
Yeah, two hours ago.
Yeah.
You're coming here and Eric drinking everything. And
okay.
Nobody's told me he's an alcoholic, but it's recovering, but it's okay, you know.
Everybody, hey, listen, he's got his chip, you know, he's got his coin, he's going for his 10-year. But all kidding aside, Chef, what we love about your restaurant is when I walk in, it's open, it's clean, it's modern. You got a beautiful open kitchen.
Thank you.
Great vision.
Thank you.
And so I think without further ado, now that we know what led him down the path to wreck and ruin... We'll cook something.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we're going to make a tomato reduction. We call it tomatez. It's like tomato, Bernese or Hollandaise, which means tomato base, creamy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But we are not creaming it only with cream,
mm-hmm.
but with yolks.
Okay.
So first of all, we crush tomatoes, but 2 pounds of tomatoes, and we let it sit in a chinois. Mm-hmm. How do you say it in English?
Yes, chinois.
Chinois. Overnight. So we have the water on one side, and this is the pulp. This is
right,
the meat.
The pulp, yep.
The meat of the tomato, mm-hmm. we say in Hebrew. We add some, I love celery.
Uh-huh.
Just love celery, so we add some celery inside, just to flavor it up.
And this is going to end up going in the food processor or RoboCoop.
Yes, RoboCoop, and then So now we add some white wine.
Yep.
Now I didn't see you do what Chef Eric says you must do every time you cook with white wine or any kind of alcohol, is take at least 4 or 5 samples to make sure.
No, I've done before you came because you know I'm polite or unpolite. So we let it simmer. Let it cook for 40 minutes.
Okay.
30 minutes, just to have a nice reduction, because you want something, a ketchup-y
consistency
to it. Then we'll add the cream, the butter, because what can you do without butter? And yolks.
So the cream, butter, and yolks actually will go in to the tomato mixture.
Yeah.
So you're not making the béarnaise first and then adding this in. You actually sort of...
You know, béarnaise is either vinegar reduction or wine reduction.
Yeah, yeah.
We do... It's Israel. It's the Mediterranean. We do a tomato reduction. That's the idea.
Okay.
We replace the wine reduction with the tarragon or whatever with a tomato reduction.
Yeah.
This is the idea.
Yeah, very good.
Did I ever tell you how impressed I was with... Chef Guy Sausage?
Okay.
Guy? That's more information.
What kind of sausage is that?
They just said that they are very impressed with your sausage.
He said that.
What kind of sausage? That's beautiful looking sausage.
That's actually a lamb sausage.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
So see, smarty pants, you thought I was being rude and vulgar.
You were being rude and vulgar.
Wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
It was a bit.
Yeah, it was.
It was a bit. Yes.
Yeah. 1 minute. So we have 1 minute to something.
Yeah.
So we'll let it reduce.
Okay.
And then we'll...
Egg yolks, how many egg yolks?
For 400 grams of tomato puree reduction.
Okay.
How many is that?
No clue.
I'm sorry, grams, I know.
I was going to dub it in later.
It's like it's a pound. It's a pound of tomato reduction.
All right, so
crushed already and
passed through a thermometer. Kind of crushed tomatoes.
But cooked.
Cooked, yeah.
With the wine, etc.
Yeah.
We do 5 egg yolks.
Okay.
200 grams, which is half a pound of butter.
And half a pound.
And half a pound, 200 centiliters of cream.
This is all wonderful. This
and
is great.
And some chili paper.
So if you replace everything else, but leave the butter and the cream, and add grits, you have the best.
My friends, as they're having a religious experience here, we are Chef and Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. Tonight we are at Alba. We're in the beautiful city of Tel Aviv. We are with an amazing chef, Yosefi. And you know, Yosefi, I got to tell you, this is awesome. We're looking forward to it. When we come back, we're going to find out what happened to that butter, the tomato, the veg, and everything
and
else.
For the bourbon, you promised me from, you know,
yeah, right. That's Eric's private stash. Chef and a Fat Man taking it to the streets of Tel Aviv, baby.